Joined now by two of the Knoxville boys track and field athletes, both seniors, TJ DeYoung and Cole Carter. And guys, welcome. And first of all, I guess let's talk about the recent indoor meet at Central College. TJ, just, you know, was looking on bound the other day, and you had some pretty good times and finishes up there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good meet to go to, and it was great to see other people this early in the season and run some race times. So right now I'm sitting about 12th in the state in our class in the 200, and then top 20 in the 4. So, I mean, it's a very good starting point for me, and I'm really excited to build off of it this season.
And, you know, you've got some goals, you know, defend a conference championship in your events and a team and get back to state as well.
Yeah, this year I'm really looking forward to making sure we defend that conference title. And then for sure I'm really wanting to place in a few events at state this year and just to cap off my senior year.
Cole, what about you? You know, indoor meet, how'd things go there?
For my first, that was my first indoor meet that I ever went to. First ever 200 meter track I ever ran on. So it actually felt pretty good just to see where I'd actually be at and see other people that I'd race against.
And I got to ask, you know, it's a 200 meter track. You're, you know, used to 400. So, you know, the 400 is two laps around. How much of an adjustment is that? Or is it, okay, you know, I know I got to go two laps instead of one.
For that, you got to, like, I didn't really run that much, but that you got to, like, know what, like, your pace is, because for that you're usually running one lap, so, like, you actually, like, are pushing yourself, but for that you're running two, so you actually got to, like, know what your endurance is and everything else like that.
And I understand you're going to try the 400 hurdles. I just got to tell you, I respect anyone who does it and does it well. So how's that going with the most grueling event in the track and field?
You know, it's really not that bad, to be honest. Last year I went to one meet, and it was in Albia, and then I got hurt. So I was out for more than half the season, and then I ran conference, and then I was just out until districts again, and I ran. So, I mean, after being hurt last year, it wasn't really that bad, but this year I'm ready to make a good comeback and go to state.
And TJ, I know last year, you know, team-wise, you're defending the conference championship, and I know I asked Coach Keller, you know, is Knoxville a marked team? And he says, well, I think we're always a marked team because we're the biggest school in the entire conference. But what's that going to be like going to Albia, knowing when you get off the bus, they'll say, okay, there's a team we got, one of the teams we're going to have to beat tonight?
Yeah. With us not having the home field advantage, it's going to be a different atmosphere, and it's going to be a pretty hostile atmosphere. Like, no one wants to see us win it again, but I think that with the team we have so far, these guys are doing great, and I think we'll thrive through that adversity and make sure that we pull it off.
A lot of young guys on the team this year, you know, how are you guys kind of directing them and showing them what it's like at the high school level?
We're just keeping these kids motivated, and because these, the next younger classmen are the future of this track program. And Coach K has emphasized to us that we've done such a good job of leading this track team, and he wants us to make sure we pass that on to the younger kids so this stays a steady program for years to come.
Cole, I know, you know, a lot of coaches will say, well, you know, let's get a baseline time and then start improving. Is that what Coach Keller is telling you in your events to, okay, just get a time for me, you know, when you go to Pella Christian, then we can work from there?
Yeah, last year I ran about like a minute one. So this year I'm actually really trying to push to be faster than a minute. You know, he keeps telling me, he's like, you know, if you beat my high school time, I'll take you out for a steak dinner. So I'm actually really trying to push myself to actually get to do that.
And what is the time to get the steak dinner? I gotta know.
It's 54 or it's 56. It's something like that. It's somewhere around there. So.
All right. Well, is that now kind of a motivating goal? Kind of a little carrot out there in front of you?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly where I'm gonna be at. So.
And same question I asked TJ a few moments ago. Conference championship. What's that going to be like going down to Albia, knowing that everybody's going to be looking at you guys like, okay, we got to beat this team now, to or deal with them if we want to win conference.
You know, last year that was actually a really good win. I really appreciated that. Last year we had like Seth Walraven and all of them, so they really helped. This year we got some new guys coming in, you know, Isaac Rankin and all of them. So I really think we can actually do it this year and pull it off the win.
Okay, goals obviously to get to the Blue Oval this year at State. What's how fulfilling will that be? If you get even just one event over there.
I'll actually be very excited. That's a really good goal of mine, just to go make it to State and actually prove myself that I can really do it.
TJ, you mentioned before we went on, you could be a three-time state qualifier. Not a lot of times that's happened here at Knoxville.
Yeah, it's for sure a very big accomplishment, and I'm just really setting my eyes forward to it. And I'm hoping mid-season Drake Relays is a big goal too for me. I'm just looking ahead at these bigger goals, even though they seem outreachable to people. You got to shoot for the stars if you want a big prize.
All right, TJ DeYoung and Caleb Carter, good luck the rest of the season.